What about if somebody offered to do you a favor? If somebody offered you to do you a favor, you might say, well, I appreciate it, but I don't want to be
obligated.
Okay. If somebody asked you about doing a certain job and you wanted to emphasize that you would be able to, you would say, sure, I.
Once more, repeat that.
Okay. If somebody asked you about doing a certain job for them, mm-hmm. and you wanted to respond by saying that you would be able to do it, you would say, sure, I.
I'll be happy to.
Okay. Or would you say, perhaps, sure, I can do it?
Right.
Okay. What about, but if you're not able to do something, you might say, well, I'd like to, but I.
I have another obligation. Okay. I'm not able to.
All right. Or maybe I can't.
I cannot do it.
Okay. What about if about sundown, somebody asks you to do some work for them, and you say, well, I went to work before sunup, and all I'm going to today.
I've done all I'm going to do today.
Okay. If there was a very bad accident up the road somewhere, and you went up there to see if you could provide any assistance, but there was really no need to even call a doctor because the victim was, by the time you got there,
dead.
Okay. All right. What about if you were looking out in the cornfield, and the corn seems to be exceptionally or unusually short this year? Mm-hmm. You might say, speaking of the fact that the corn seems short, well, at this time of year, it taller. It what taller?
It was taller.
All right, we're talking about the anticipating this particular crop. You say, well, something's wrong, it taller. Commenting about that.
Are you commenting on the, are you trying to compare the two crops with, are you comparing one crop with last year's crop?
Or you've anticipated that it's going to be taller than it is, and it surprised you that it hasn't. You say, that's unusual, this taller.
It's
difficult to
get
some of these.
Right, well, this taller.
It's very short. I can't understand it. It taller.
It's taller than it was last year?
No, it's shorter than it was.
Well, it's shorter, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're saying, well, it, how about should be?
Oh, it should be taller. Okay. Okay.
Okay. Would you ever say ought to be?
No, no.
All right, well, what about this? If you've asked somebody to do something in a certain way and they're not doing that, you might tell them, well, you're not doing what you
should be doing.
Okay. Can you think of a situation in which you would ever use ought to be or something like that?
It should be colder outside, but okay, it's not okay. It ought to be. Ought has a tendency, you know, even though, I guess I use the word should more than I use ought, I don't know why, but ought seems like more of a degree than should for some reason or other.
Got more of an obligation involved.
Right, it does, but I never use, I very seldom use ought. I don't know why. Yeah, but matter of fact, you know, it's just dumb. I very seldom use ought.
If a child might say to another, a little boy, say, well, I'll dare you to go through that graveyard at night, but I'll bet you.
I will.
Beg your pardon?
I bet you that I will.
Okay, what if he's daring?